Morning, Keke. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to this important outcome of the NEC. Although we know that the issue of subjecting members into all these necessary processes have always been there, but we have never really seen the outcome of it. And it looks like every time the NEC reflects and says they want to intervene, they always come up with the same script that we are going to do lifestyle audits, we are going to look at the criminal records of people who are contesting for the leadership positions. So there's nothing new to what former President Kgalema Motlanthe said as one of the outcome of the NEC meeting. But I think what this says is that these are disparate times, and the ANC is doing everything it can to continue to be serving in some of the councils. But I don't think that this is going to be sufficient, because as you know, that the local government is really the actual battleground for power. And so it does not seem that they really have what it takes to elevate themselves as a party that will win the hearts of South Africans in the coming months, because we, as you know, are experiencing a lot of socioeconomic problems at the local government sphere. You know, the problems of street lights not working, the traffic lights malfunctioning, you know, the challenges of the collapsing infrastructure across the board has actually sort of demonstrated the inability of the ANC as a political party, but also as a party in government, to deliver basic services to South Africans. So I'm not yet convinced, but I think we should try for now give them the benefit of the doubt and hope this process will unfold properly. But having said that, we also need to remember that the very same party members who want power have often taken the party or these kinds of decisions on review to court. So we don't know how this will unfold, but I think they are just in a very disparate moment to see what could be happening. Thank you so much, Keke.